Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 26 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Contagious Hope. Hope is contagious. When you have enough of it, it spreads naturally. Our text for today is Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The announcement of Jesus' birth was both powerfully supernatural and extremely relational. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary provide great insight from Luke's account of the announcement of Jesus' birth. The angel Gabriel had announced the coming births of John and Jesus. Here, a host of angels announced the good news of Jesus' birth and broke out into exuberant praise. The angels called the baby Jesus the promised Messiah, the Savior. Such an announcement was a typical proclamation of the birth of a child to a royal family, for Augustus himself had been called a savior at his birth. But while the announcement of Augustus's birth would have been first delivered to the members of the Roman Senate and other dignitaries, the privilege of hearing about Jesus's birth was first given to ordinary shepherds. Luke 2 is filled with the glory of the Lord and the joy of his people. This scripture is overflowing with anticipation and worship. In verse 12, there is a host of angels praising God. In verse 19, Mary is pondering everything that has happened in her heart. In verse 20, the shepherds return, glorifying and praising God. Excitement filled the air around Jesus' birth. When was the last time you got really excited about something? In your enthusiasm, did you rush off to tell somebody about it? When someone tells us good news that fills our hearts with joy, it's difficult to keep it to ourselves. We have to share what excites us. In Luke 2, we see this to be true for the shepherds who hurried to Bethlehem to meet Jesus. In biblical times, shepherds found themselves on the lowest rung of their society's ladder. Because they spent every day with animals, their vocation was considered unclean. One of the many things I love about God is who he chooses to do life with. God chose to share the miracle of his son's birth with the outcasts of society. The lowly shepherds were the first group of people to see the long-awaited Messiah. What's even more remarkable was the shepherds' response. They had to immediately share the good news they had just heard. There was no way they could keep their joy to themselves. They had to talk about the amazing hope of Jesus that was now available to the entire world. One thing I know is that despair and hope are both contagious. If you get around a bunch of negative people, it doesn't take long for you to feel depressed. However, if you get around people who are excited about Jesus, it fires you up about the goodness of God. never forget that hope is contagious. Based on the promises and faithfulness of God, every believer should be filled with expectation that something incredible is coming in their future. If our hope is founded in Jesus, that hope cannot be stopped or contained. The Life Application Bible Commentary offers some final wisdom for applying Luke 2 to our daily lives. The angels gave the shepherds a sign. They would find their Savior in a manger, a sign of not only Jesus' identity, but also his humble circumstances. By highlighting the modest character of Jesus' birth, Luke set the stage for the bulk of his narrative, a story describing how Jesus gathered 12 common Israelite men to help him minister to the ordinary people of Israel. The shepherds' response to the angel's announcement is similar to Mary's. They hurried off to see what God was accomplishing and returned praising him. God still breaks into ordinary lives, even yours. Follow his instructions, praising him for using you to accomplish his will. God sent his Son to earth so that he could provide us forgiveness of our sins and conquer death forever. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection made it possible for fallen people to be restored back into a right relationship with God. Everything Jesus did and continues to do gives us hope. The gospel is the greatest news ever, and we cannot keep it to ourselves. As you continue to follow Jesus, remember that his hope is contagious. May that hope cause us to celebrate Christ every day of our lives. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. God revealed the long-awaited Savior first to shepherds. How does that truth encourage you? What does that reveal about God? In what ways are you celebrating the good news of Jesus Christ? And finally, can other people see the hope of Jesus in your life? Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a blessed day.